Thank you, Jesus. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that God is not looking at what is going on, but that he cannot see what people are doing. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that they are going to go unpunished, or the truth is not going to ever come out, or they, or this, or that. It's always something. We as people have a tendency of thinking and believing inside of our hearts and even inside of our minds that it's always something. What we say, if it's not one thing, it's another. So we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that it's not going to get better, or that they're always going to be like that, or they're always going to be talking like that. It's so many times that these things and these people and these situations and these challenges, they come up against us and they put us inside of a place of thinking and believing that we have a right, or we should simply defend ourselves, even though it may cause us to be in a place of offense. We as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that it's just the way it's just got to be. But I'm here to tell you on today that when the Lord had revealed some things to me about this situation, and I have preached on this scripture so many times, he told me to tell you guys just once again. So before we go any further, I know I want you guys to get your sheets of paper and red pens, and I want y'all to write down any and everything and any and everybody that made you feel offended. If it's somebody that caused you offense, I need you to write their name down. If it's somebody that caused you to feel some type of way, I need you to write that thing down. Write down that situation. Write down that concern. Write down any and all the stuff that has put you in a place to be all messed up in your heart, or even in your mind, or even discombobulated, because we need to be delivered from some folk. We need to be delivered from some situations or some conversations or from some things that has caused us to be discombobulated. We need to be delivered from all this stuff, because these things is what has unforgiveness or holds things inside of our hearts or even inside of our minds that puts us in a place that we do not even want to be in. We need to allow ourselves to get into a place and allow ourselves to stay in that place, and that's a place of peace. That's a place of being inside of Jesus. We need to allow our own selves to be free from these things, even in inside of our minds, or even in inside of our hearts, because when I sit up here and tell you on today that I know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine, we do not have to worry about defending ourselves. We do not have to worry about what people say or even what they're doing up against us, because God says that if he be for us, who can be against us? So we as people need to release these things and let it go. It's okay. It's okay. Let them talk. It's okay. Let them keep treating you any kind of way. It's okay. It's okay. When things and people come up against you, or a situation comes up inside of your life, and you be like, oh, I'm not used to this. Ain't that what we say all the time? I ain't used to this. I ain't never went through this before. Yeah, because it's a place of discomfort. It's something strange. It's something that we are not used to. It's something that we do not even want to get used to, because it's a place of discomfort. We don't want people to keep talking about us. We don't want people to keep antagonizing us or disrespecting or doing us any kind of. We don't. But how much control do we have over another individual? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. We as people got to keep doing right. Because if we don't do right, then how is we going to please God? He said, if your ways please me, I'll make your enemies at peace with you. It's the truth. It's the truth. I think about the prophet in the Bible that they was coming up against him, and they even wanted to kill him. They even wanted to kill him. And the very one that they wanted to kill was what something had happened to the other individual. That prophet had to go and pray for them so that they may leave. So We just got to be careful what we say, or even how we say things, or even what our opinions. That's why I keep telling y'all, y'all better keep your opinions to yourself. It's not good that, and I wouldn't even entertain a conversation. It's so many conversations that I just don't entertain. I don't entertain them conversations that's going to cause me to get into a place of gossiping or criticizing or giving my opinion about somebody or talking about somebody or saying this or saying. I don't even entertain it. I ain't even got time for it. I ain't even got the time for any of that. So we as people, write down that person. Write down that concern. Write down that thing. Write down that situation. Write down that incident. It could have been an incident that occurred unintentionally, and yet you smack dab in the middle of it. And how did I get here? What the world? So let's write down these things as I get ready to pray. Dear God in heaven, I come to you and I'm asking you right now, Father God, first of all, to accept our praise, accept our worship on today, God. We're going to lift you up and glorify you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the one, Father God, that wrote our story. And even though we may not understand our story, and even though it's some things that happen in our lives, Father God, that we don't want to be a part of that story, Lord, you allow it to happen anyway, and it's because you are prepping us in the process. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today. Help us to accept these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not go into a place of despair, or hate, or bitterness on today. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, to even see what you are trying to teach us, Father God, even in the midst of the prepping process. I'm asking you to help us on today. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Remove any and everything out of our hearts and our minds that's not like you, God. Remove the hardness of the heart. Remove the stiff neck. Remove the biaco shatteriloko si. Any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to get into a place of despair. I'm asking you to touch on today, God. Touches in our mind, touches in our bodies, touches in our hearts on today, Father God. And I'm asking you to heal us on today, God. Heal us right now, Father God, in our thoughts, that we will not cause our mind, Father God, to be in a place of despair. Heal us in our bodies on today, Father God, that we may be able to have some strength to keep on pressing and enduring. Help us on today, Father God, and heal us in our families, God. Heal out of your course, shutting it in like I see. Heal us in our finances on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us, Lord, in any and every area in our lives, Lord, because you know just what we need, and you know any and everything that we need, Father God. And I'm asking you to give us a heart of absolution and even forgiveness, Lord, because you know any and everybody that has slandered us, God. They have persecuted us, God. They have reproached us, Lord. They have did all manner of evil against us, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, to forgive, Father God. Help us to have a heart of absolution on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we would not get into that place, Father God, of despair, even bitterness, God. Help us not to be so vengeful on today, God. I'm asking you to help us not to even have a get back spirit, but help us to understand, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that these things is going to come, Father God, to try us, Lord. They're going to come to strengthen us, Lord. They're coming to teach us to have self-control, God. They're coming to teach us, Father God, some vehicle, shut them in my name, local son. So I'm asking you to give us a strength, God, and give us a completeness even that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even when we feel empty, God, even when we feel, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that that it's just too much to bear. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and strengthen us, God, that we will be akasia. Help your people to remember to be armored, oh God. Help your people to remember, Father God, your words, God. Help them, Father God. Knowing without a shadow of a doubt that you are with us even until the very end of the world. And even when we feel like we are all alone, even when we feel like we ain't got nobody defending us, Lord, we ought to know, God, and understand that you are the one working behind the scenes, God. You shepherding some things and moving some things and selling some things, God. So I'm asking you to strengthen us on today. Strengthen us right now, God, as we write these things down. Strengthen us, Father God, as we got me, and then we're going to lay it all down at your feet. We're going to give it all to you because we know that you can handle it. We're going to give it to you, God, because we know that you can fix it. We're going to give it to you, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, that you ain't going to let nothing overtake us. Oh God, we're giving it all to you right now, Lord. We're giving it all to you right now, God. Lord, I'm asking you to put coals of fire on my tongue and burn up in me and everything that's not like you. Lord, I want to yoko shande de la casilla. Let me yoko shande de la casilla. Let your word go forward on today, Father God, in the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord, my God, my Redeemer. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will, your purpose, your plan, and your destiny will be performed in this place, in this sanctuary amongst your people. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. It's so many times inside of our lives that we just do not understand so much stuff, and we just really need to be delivered from some folk. We need to be delivered from some folk, and let me tell y'all the main people we need to be delivered from, because they got such an effect on us by the things that they say, until it puts us in a tizzy fit. Our family, it's people in our family, they got so much control over us by the words that they say. When they say something, it'll make us try to change. It'll make us try to prove something. It'll make us try to live up to their standards. We talking about family. And then, when they start talking to other folk, it's just adding more on to it. That not only that you know that they talking about you and saying something, but you still feel as if you gotta prove a thing. When you ain't gotta prove absolutely nothing to nobody. Am I the only one? I'm just saying. We let people have too much control over us. We let a conversation control our actions. We let words make us go into talking about panties in a bunch. Baby, we be walking humpback. We allow this. We need to be delivered from some people. And I ain't just talking about family. I'm talking about anybody that is close to us. Anybody that has a connection with us. Anybody that they can say something, and it'll trigger us to act or react or want to prove or want to say something. It'll make us get mad. It'll make us get mad. When in actuality, we don't even understand what's really happening. Why? Because of our thoughts and because of what we done been through and what we've been experiencing all this while. And then it seems like when we get on the Lord's side and get saved, it get even worse. It get even worse. And then we be like, you know what? When I wasn't saved, this wasn't happening. Yes, it was. You just did not recognize it. And the way that you reacted to it was in a totally different way. But because your eyes are open now and you ain't blinded no more, you see it's a different kind of fight instead of a fist fight. Because it's all a It's not a fist fight. It's a fixed fight. The name of the sermon today: the prepping process.
I'm gonna play that one more time.
The prepping process. The prepping process. We don't understand that everything that we go through in any and everything that we are experiencing is all prepping us. What is to prep? To get ready, to prepare, to make ready in advance. And what is a process? A usually fixed or ordered series of actions or events leading to a result. So if we in a prepping process, that means any and everything that I'm going through is necessary. Now, even though I don't want to go through it because it has put me in a place of discomfort or has put me in a place or a situation where I don't want to face it, it does not mean that it's not necessary. Now, we may think and believe that it is not for a reason, but it is for a reason, because Jesus warned us all through the book. with the stories. And then when he came into the New Testament and he started teaching us, started showing us, he was prepping us for the process. The process of what? To see his face. But is it hard, y'all? I'm just saying that. Sometimes it's hard, baby. Because that's just like when you're getting ready to cook. You get everything that you need for to make or get to the result that you want. You put all the ingredients and get all the stuff out and ready. You washing the meat and you got to beat the steak or you got to tenderize the lamb or you got to pull the scales off the fish. You got to prep it. You got to cut up the onions and the bell peppers and red peppers and yellow peppers and any other pepper. You got to do all, you got to prep it. And in the midst of you prepping it, after you prep it, you start putting all the stuff in there and then it's going to be a process. So you may start sauteing your peppers and your onions or whatever, but in the meantime, you got your meat over here seasoning it. So it's a process. So in the midst of it, you say, okay, well, I'm going to take that after I get through the sauteing my stuff, I'm going to put that on the plate, and then I'm going to put my meat in there. I want my meat to cook a little bit, and then when it get half done, then I'm going to put my bell peppers and my onions on the top of it, and I'm going to put my marinara sauce in. It's a process for it to get what to the end result. So what y'all think we go through every day? See, he got to prep us. And we got to go through the process to get to the end result. But we don't understand that. We don't understand it because it is. I ain't used to that. Or I'm tired of that. Or why that? Or not again that. This is us. The prepping process. We're going to go to 1 Peter. We're going to start right there.
I ain't going to tarry and ain't wait for nobody to come. Y'all already know me. The prepping process. We're going to start at 1 Peter. Chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning a fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Think it not strange. What is strange? Different from what is usual, ordinary, or expected. How many times somebody done said something to you and they didn't say what they normally say? You be expecting them to say something. You may say something to them and then you expecting them to say, and then you be like, well, you normally say, no. Is it strange to you that I'm not saying the normal things that you use or the usual things or the ordinary things? That's something strange, right? Because somebody will say this, well, I was expecting you. Yeah! So I did something different that's strange to you, right? Because it's not the ordinary. Strange. Not before known, heard, or seen. Not entirely comfortable or well. It's discouraging familiarity. Different from the ordinary in a way that causes curiosity or suspicion, not known or experienced before. See, strange is something that you ain't used to. So how many times we didn't experience something inside of our life we used to having this, and then all of a sudden we ain't got that? Is that strange? That's strange. Or we used to doing this and now we can't do that. That why? Because it's something ordinary. And because you are not able to do the usual or the expected, It puts you in where? A place of discomfort. Discomfort because it's strange. Thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Fire is something like red hot pepper. Being in an inflamed state or condition is full of exuding emotion or spirit. It's easily provoked, having or expressing great depth of feeling, or easily irritated or annoyed. Fiery. What I be saying, red hot pepper man. Something that is fiery causes a sting or a burn. So what is that? That strange thing? It puts you in an emotional state that you ain't used to being in, because you are such in a comfort zone. And so when you ain't in that comfort zone no more, it puts you in a hot spot. We get in a hot spot as though some strange thing happened unto you. Beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. This is just trying you. It's prepping you. It's prepping you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. Now who gonna rejoice and they getting talked about? Who gonna rejoice and people trying to get in cahoots to pull you down or trying to defame? Who gonna rejoice when they had $1,000 today and $1 today? When you had plans for it, but you had to pay this or pay that. Who is going to rejoice when somebody walk up to you and say, the Bible said we should. Why? Because we are partakers in Christ's suffering. They did it to him. They did it to him. Listen to what it's saying. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. It's on the end. So these things are not strange. These things are not things that you think and believe. That, well, you know what? Let me rephrase that. They strange to you. They strange to you, but they not strange to him. And you just a partaker in it. You just part of it. You got to go through the suffering. Why? This is why right here. Listen to this. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. What do you mean by his glory being revealed? That God did it. That's all I'm going to say. God did. So while you in the midst of suffering and you being calm, you being nice, God did it for you. While you in the midst of people talking about you and slandering you, and you ain't trying to get no revenge, and then all of a sudden they at peace with you, God did it. When you at a place or in a situation where you don't know where you gonna get your next meal or how you gonna do this or do that, then all of a sudden somebody say, come on, let me take you out to dinner. God did it. He prepping you in the midst of the process. The prepping process. See, he gotta prep you in order for you to understand that it's all about him. So in the midst of his suffering, did he not get the glory? God got the glory through Jesus, in Jesus suffering for who? For us. How did the glory come? When he was raised from the dead, y'all. So what make you think that he not going to raise you up? I'm finna prove it to you. Listen to this. Beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. You only gonna be glad when you come through it, or you get out of it, or he make a way out of no way. That's when you gonna be glad. But how about in the midst of the suffering? In the midst of the suffering, don't think it's nothing strange. In the midst of suffering, don't go to a place of being discouraged. In the midst of the suffering, don't go to a place of not feeling like he forgot about you, because he forgot about you. He just trying you. What I say, trying to, y'all. Trying to. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. What is reproach? A cause or occasion of blame, discredit, or disgrace. A cause of shame, and often public or formal expression of disapproval. The state of having lost esteem of us. Let me tell you. Let me give y'all some examples. It's been some folk in my life that has approached me even currently this day. When before they say they'll take a bullet from me. When before they say they love me. When before, because that's what happened to Jesus, didn't it? That did happen to Jesus. They said they loved him, they followed him, they with him, they walked with him, and all that. But in the midst of that strange thing that came upon him, they reproached him. The very ones that was with him, the Bible said they spit on him, they beat him. They said you couldn't even recognize him when they got through. We talking about reproach. We talking about when somebody try to defame you or talk about you or even try to get somebody else to do the same thing. We talking about when people try to come up against you for absolutely no reason because you ain't did absolutely nothing. I was talking to my niece on this week that just passed, and in the midst of it, she said, "Auntie, I'm just so sorry." She said, "Because you never did nothing to me." And I came to the realization when I was in the midst of praying that I'm not going to let what nobody else say stop me from loving you, because you did absolutely nothing to me. All you ever did, and she just went down the line, and she said, "I was in the midst of prayer, and all I could think about was you, because you the one that taught me how to pray." And she said, "All I know is I'm not fit to keep doing this." Tears were just rolling down my eyes. I'm walking through the store. Because let me sit up here and tell you something. You do not have to defend yourself. You do not have to defend. I found myself trying to defend myself concerning my mother. And right after she died, how my sister tried to defame me or try to make it seem like I did so I didn't do this or that. And let me tell you what helped me out. One of my adopted daughters, y'all know I got a whole bunch of children everywhere. One of my adopted daughters called me, and she said, "Mama," because she called me Mama. She said, "I just want to give you my condolences about Grandma and tell you that I love you." She said, "And you know, your sister told me that you didn't do this and you didn't do that and you didn't love Mama and such. And I told her, I say, I was there when you took care of her for 10 years straight. I was living with you at that time." She said, "I was there when you did." She said, "So I just told her, I say, no." I say, "Because she did." It helped me to get out of that place of discomfort. Why? And discouragement. I read y'all them definitions. Why? Because I felt as if I had to prove someone, the proof was already in the pudding. Now, mind you, and I keep telling you this, you do not have to defend you. You don't know who God gonna have defending you. You don't know who he gonna have fighting for you. So let folk talk. Let them talk. People, baby, they talked about Jesus before he was born, when he was born, and even now they're still talking about. What makes me think people ain't going to talk about me? I remember I first came down here. I was like, "Lord, you told me to come down here." And in the midst of me coming down here, people still such. He said, "Did you think it was going to stop?" He said it wasn't going to stop. "Think you're not strange or the fiery trials are coming to try you as if some strange thing has come upon you." It's not even unusual. It's just that it put us in that place of discomfort we don't want to experience. We don't want to have to go through it. The Bible say we are supposed to be glad when we're going through these things. Why? Because we partakers in Christ's suffering. What do you mean? I am part of Christ. So if I'm part of Christ, what make me think that I'm not going to go through it? And in the midst of me going through it, the Bible says that the glory of the Lord is resting upon me. And because I'm shining, folk gonna try to dim my light. And in the midst, the Bible says, not only do the glory of the Lord rest upon you, but God, Jesus Christ, is inside of you. I just read it. I ain't kidding. I'm gonna start from the top. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. That means when he take you through it, baby, you glad. You may not be glad while you in it, but when he get you through it, baby, you gonna know. I'm gonna say that God did it. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. So they're going to keep speaking evil about you, baby. But guess what? You keep on doing what the Bible say do, and God is going to be glorified in you. And if he glorified in you, then his glory is surely resting upon you. There's absolutely nothing that nobody can say or do or even convince somebody else, because the Bible says when they get to that place, they are blinded and they are lost. Try to spirit by the spirit, baby. That's all I gotta say. Try to spirit by the spirit. Why folk mad? Why folk mad, or people got an attitude because this is done, or this is being done, or God is raising them up, or God is keeping them, or God? If we all doing the same thing, how about we just build the kingdom up together? Why you trying to defame or make me look bad or make me think that? No. Wasn't you once? Praise the Lord, Pastor. When you once do. And so let me explain something to you guys. It's a lot of times that the Lord will allow some things to happen for several reasons. For to teach you, or even to let you know that where he taking you, everybody can't go. They are not qualified, and neither can they partake. There you go, that word again. And the inheritance that God has already given you. Let me tell y'all how he ministered to me a few days ago. When they had crossed over the Red Sea, they were still in the wilderness. And so when Joshua was, you know, instructed the priests to go over the Jordan River, in the midst of them going over the Jordan River, when they got over there, the tribe Manasseh saw that the land was good, and it was a lot of pasture, and they wanted to stay there. They didn't want to keep going on with Joshua and the Lord said they could keep that because they had a lot of cattle and a lot of sheep and stuff. I'm telling y'all, read it, it's in there. And it was a good place for them, but the Lord mandated them, say, you have to go with your brothers and your sisters for them to take what I said that they can have. And so they left the people, you know, the wives and the sheep and all that. And the men went to run with the tribe of Judah, baby. Because Judah goes first all the time, y'all. Judah first. And so in the midst of it, they stayed behind. And even though they went to help them, they went back to the inheritance that the Lord had gave them. Now, my point of this story is, everybody couldn't cross over the Jordan River. Everybody couldn't cross over the Jordan River that came over the Red Sea. The sea was deeper. The river was not. And see, in order for them to go through or get past the Jordan River, they had to first go through the wilderness. Y'all know he had me preaching about the exit in the wilderness. So in order for them to get to their next phase or the next stage, they need to understand that they was going to be tried. It was going to be some trials because he had to prep them for the process. The prepping process. He had to prep them for the process because it's a lot of times that we got to be prepared for some things that we have to face. And 90% of the time we not. And even in the prepping, we still be mouth wide open, eyes big, or I can't believe that, or what did that? But he warned us, thinking not strange of the fire. Beloved, thinking not strange of the fiery trials that come to try you, as if some strange thing has come upon you. So don't think it's strange. So don't get so discombobulated when these things and these people and these situations and folk and people and all this stuff trying to come up against you all at one time. Your finances went from up to down. Your job situation went from comfortable to uncomfortable. Or you in a place where you think or believe that you got to prove something to show. You ain't got to do all that. Because God, listen to what he said. I got to tell y'all, 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. That's letting you know right there. While you in it, I'm taking you out of it. So you should be glad in the midst of it. Because if you dancing while you in the midst of it, you really going to be doing some flips and cartwheels when you get out of it. But how easy is it for us to do that when we in the midst of the mess? Are we in the midst of the trial? Are we in the midst of that situation where people coming up against you, talking about you, slandering you, defaming you, abusing you verbally as well as mentally and emotionally? How easy is it for you to rejoice? Zero to none. Zero to none. He said, all we can say in the end is, God did. The Bible says that ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is even spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. How many times people tried to say what you wasn't in God when he already done assured you and what you were? How many times they tried to convince or get somebody else in cahoots for to try to defame you or slander you or even try to convince you that that ain't going when it has been evidently proven? How many times they try to tell you that God ain't in you? That ain't the Lord. That ain't, y'all know how many times. Baby, God will have you doing some strange things. He'll have you doing some stuff for the benefit of yourself, and because of pride and rebellion or even rejection, we cannot even receive it. We won't be able to receive it. And why can't we receive it? Because we simply don't believe it. We weren't about proving ourselves to somebody. How many times we try to prove ourselves? Try to convince that? No, that ain't that. It ain't that. The prepping process, y'all. The prepping process. See, these things are necessary for us to go through. Why is it necessary, Lord? Because he's trying to show you some things that's in you that you can get past, get through, and get delivered from. He's trying to show you some things that's inside of you so that you won't have a bad attitude when something's said. You won't be so quickly angry in a conversation, that you will have some self-control. You know the scriptures that say, be slow to speak, that you'll learn how to keep your mouth shut and just listen. You know the scriptures say that don't be vengeful, that you won't have no get back spirit. You know that spirit is saying not eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. No, that you will be giving them your cloak, your coat, and everything. Here, you hit me on that cheek, hit me on the other. Ooh, come on now. That right there. He trying to teach you not to have slanderous words to say about somebody and being so critique about everything. We talking about what Jesus said. We talking about how he want us to be in the prepping process. He is prepping us for to be in this place, to get in this situation or this certain thing so that we may be able to what? Have self-control and endure. Because his glory is going to be revealed. How is his glory going to be revealed? God did it. God took me through it. God allowed that to happen. I ain't see a way, but how is his glory going to be revealed? By simply looking at you and seeing you at peace with chaos all around you. Seeing you still pressing and you still pushing no matter what come upon you in your body, your mind, or in your heart. Knowing you got some kind of stability in your thoughts. What did he say? The prepping process. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. How is his glory going to be revealed? He say, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. What is to persecute? To harass or punish in a manner designed to injure, grieve, or afflict? To disturb the peace of mind of someone, especially by repeated disagreeable acts. He said, you are blessed if people persecute you. It's okay, baby. Let them talk about you. Let them try to slander you and try to say what you is or what you ain't in God. Let them keep on trying to recruit people. Let them, they ain't doing nothing introducing you because God said that you blessed. You blessed if somebody tried to take your peace of mind from you. Why? Because they ain't got no peace and you do. The Bible says you are blessed. Literally. He said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You're going to have a great, mighty chance of going to heaven, baby. Did you hear what I say? Because of what happened? It happened to the prophets way before it happened to us. It happened to Jesus. He said, you are blessed. He said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you. What is revile? To subject to verbal abuse, to use abusive language, to speak about someone or something in a very critical or insulting way. Ooh, I've been dealing with that for so many years. And it's okay. Because the Bible says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my baby, they will lie on you. People will lie on you, about you, and even to you for to get you to think or believe that you ain't what God say. And then they'll try to coerce or even convince other folk for to believe the exact same thing. The Bible says I'm blessed. Talk about me, baby. Slander me, baby, because I'm blessed. I'm blessed. When you look at me, you still trying to critique me. You still trying to act like this or act like that. You still pointing the finger, wagging the head. You still judging. But when you look at me, you see the glory of God on me because I'm what? Blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in and coming out because he says so. Everything that I have is blessed. Everything and everybody that come in contact with me is blessed. That's what the book say. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward, where? In heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So what make you think that you're not going to go through things? What make us think that we is not going to go through those fiery trials or these things that's going to come in trials? We want everything to be easy, shake and bake, baby. We want everything to be nice and cuddly, but it's not going to be like that. We're going to be tried, and we're going to be made true. And let me tell you something about that lie that we tell our own self. It's got to come out of us. Why? Because God's going to bring it up out of us. He's going to bring it up out of us when the seeds that was planted down inside of us that made us seek and believe that this was oh so hard. That's why we had an anxiety attack. That's why we go into that place of depression. That's why we go into that place of segregation or degradation. We get to talking about our own selves. We don't need nobody else to talk about us. We do it our own selves in our mind. Do not persecute yourself. The gifts and callings of God is we ain't got to repent for absolutely nothing. They come without repentance. I'm paraphrasing. But let me explain something to you. When people and folk try to come up, we let folk have too much control over us. Deliver us today, Lord, from people. Deliver us from these situations and these concerns that got us stricken in our minds and even in our hearts. That got us in a place where we think that we cannot be free. We're in a place of discomfort and we think we're going to always be uncomfortable. No. No. Because it's not nothing strange. It's necessary that we got to get in this place, because in the midst of us being in that place of discomfort, God is trying to teach us something. He's trying to show us something. He's prepping us, baby, in the midst of the process. What is he prepping us for? To see his face? What is he prepping us for? To make it to heaven? Because he have no delight that any of us should perish, not even the very wicked. So let's pass the test in the midst of us being tried. Let's get ourselves into a place of stability in God and not be so tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. Let me tell y'all the revelation he gave me about that. He's not just talking about spiritual and religious stuff. He's talking about conversation and words. We be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. It's not a conversation or doctrine. We be tossed to and fro with everything that is said or done to us. I would not give a rat's tail what nobody say to me. The prophet called me last week and he said to, he said, I just thank God for you. He's saying, I want to keep encouraging you. He said, don't you ever say, I say, baby, I'm going to keep running because I ain't tired yet. I ain't tired. I'm human and there's certain other things happening in the body, baby, but I ain't tired. For real, for real. So we as people have to get to a place of solidity inside of God and not allow everything to shake us and move us so quickly. Don't entertain them conversations that causes you to gossip or talk about somebody, slander, defame, or what. Don't even entertain. I don't care how mad you is or how mad you get or how mad you be. If you want to vent and call and talk about somebody, get on the phone, call Jesus. You ain't even got the dollar number. All you got to do is say, Jesus. You ain't got to worry about roaming or going in and out, or I can't hear you talk of that. Get plugged in. Go to him, because I tell God. Call me a snitch, a dime dropper, boulder. I wouldn't give a rest. I'm telling you, Lord, you know that. Sometimes they don't even ask me. He's like, she come and tell me that. I already know it, then. She already done told her. She preached about it, but she coming and talk. Right. Why? Because that's my flesh. But he knows. These things don't make us feel good in the inside when we getting hurt by the very ones. With, and I'm going to say it again. I started from the beginning. And I'm going to say this one more time. The main people we need to be delivered from is our family and the ones that's closest to us. Because they can say a thing or either have a conversation that'll betwixt you and have you in a place where you think you gotta prove something, you gotta change something, or you gotta do something to make them see the opposite of what they saying. And that was a lie. That's too much control. Ain't nobody finna have that much control over me. There's only one person that's gonna have control over me, and that's God.
But I had to learn that. Because let me tell you something. It could be years that go down the line. And you be all right and all right. And you could be in a conversation with somebody and one word can be said. Not the whole sentence, but one word. And it'll trigger and bring back. You'll have flashbacks or instant replay. And it triggers something. You get all discombobulated and you get it. That's too much control. That's too much control. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Write down the names of these people, this folk, this situation, this concern, this problem, whatever it may be, however it may be. Write this stuff down and put it on the altar. Get rid of all these things that has caused you to be discombobulated, thinking and believing. I'm going to play this song one more time. We need to be delivered from some people, some folks, some situation, and some circumstance. He said it in the word. He said, I love this lady. And he was just giving this story. Then he said, she had too much control over me. Listen to these words as y'all write that stuff down. He's talking about us as people. We the best and the worst. We are so opinion. What did he say this morning? Let's keep them opinions to ourselves. Help us, Lord.
From the peaceful shore, I was sinking deep in the ocean of thoughts they were thinking. Don't know what validation I was seeking. Deliver.
Deliver me, Lord, from people.
You said you could heal me from anything. Did you mean
from the slander?
People.
From the stuff that was said or stuff that was done. I ain't got over yet. Deliver me from that, Lord. There's so many that we still holding on to, even from our childhood. What do you say? It's so many of them. I can't point them out. I don't even know their name. Some people, we forgot their name and still remember that situation. The Lord was bringing that to my memory on this morning. I'm like, oh man, what does that mean? But I could see the situation. I don't even remember the folk and the people's names. Don't even remember their name. Too much power for anything human. Deliver us, Lord. For real. Deliver us. After y'all write these things down, put them on the altar. Put them on the altar. Deliver us from that situation, that concern, that problem, that thing, that person. Deliver us today, Lord. Because don't nobody really know. Don't nobody really know what happened or what's going on or how it happened or even when it happened. But we want to be delivered from the people. We want to be delivered from the situation of concern. We want to be delivered from all the stuff. Because if we don't, we're going to be discombobulated in our minds and our hearts. There's always going to be something going on with us that we cannot get past. There's always going to be something that is said that causes us to think and believe that we got to prove ourselves. But we ain't got to do all that. Because the Bible say we blessed if people talk about us. We blessed if they reproach us. We blessed if they try to persecute us. He said we blessed. But we don't think that we are. Because all these things have a tendency of messing with us in our minds and even in our hearts.
but we need to understand. So please, write down all this stuff. All this stuff that caused you to be in a place of offense. All the stuff in the people who caused you to be in that place. Where you think and believe that it ain't gonna get better.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from.
And all you can say is God did it.
You don't really understand.
The Bible says that when we are persecuted, we are blessed. When we are reproached, reviled, talked about, verbally abused, emotionally abused, he said we blessed. You blessed. This song right here, because don't nobody really know what be going on behind them closed doors, or what you experienced in your life that caused you to get into that place or even think or believe that thing. But we know God is able and he's faithful. So write down all these things. When you get through writing them down, put them on the altar, please. And come up here and pray for yourself. The prepping process. The Lord be trying to prepare us for certain other things. And that's in any and every area of our lives. Any and everything in our lives. He'll tell us the end part of the story, but he won't tell us what we got to go through to get to the end. And in the midst of us going through whatever it is that we're going through, don't you know that he is prepping you for you to be able to receive any and everything that he has already designed for you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't nobody know the real truth, the real story, what's going on. But what we can say is God did it. Because in the midst of us going through that thing, or the midst of us experiencing that thing, yeah, it don't feel good. And we ain't trying to be happy or joyful. The Bible said we're supposed to rejoice in the midst of. Who can rejoice in the midst of it? But I tell you, we got the precious to rejoice. Because God knows exactly what we need, how we need it, and even how much of it we need. Thank you, Jesus. When y'all get through, come put that stuff on the altar. Pray for
yourself.
It'll be a testimony. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you on behalf of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know every problem, every situation, and even every concern that they have, God. You know all the things that they go through, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes them to get into that place, Father God, of being discouraged. But right now, Lord, I'm asking you to help your people to understand, God, that you're prepping them in the process, Lord, that you want to help them, Father God, and that it is necessary that they go through these things, God. No, don't nobody know their story, but you know the story because you are the one who wrote it. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now to give us a heart of acceptance. Give us a heart of forgiveness. Give us a heart of absolution. Give us a heart of peace. Give us a heart of love on today. Lord, you know any and everything that we go through, even how we go through it, Father. But I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow your will to be done. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow your purpose to be done. Lord, prepare your people to receive any and everything that you have for them. Let them know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they ain't got to worry about Father God getting back. They ain't got to worry about being vengeful, Lord, because you are the one, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He committed on Gosia that are our danger. Lord, help your people to understand, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they ain't even got to defend themselves, Lord, that you are our bulwark. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be at peace. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to love. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to hold grudges. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of
Jesus to understand that we are blessed. We are blessed in the midst of persecution. We are blessed in the midst of being reviled. We are blessed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let us not get into that place of discouragement. See, some people want to turn us. They want to turn us to that we may be able to be in the same place that they are in. Because anybody that is trying to get you or prevent you from being free because they see a difference or a change in you, that means that they are in bondage. And anybody that is in bondage, baby, they want everybody else to be in bondage. Y'all know the saying, misery loves company. Oh, Baba, oh God, I'm asking you to touch on today, God. I'm asking you to clear the minds of your people, Lord. I'm asking you to clear the hearts of your people, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to remove the order of disdainment on today. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our bodies, that you may be able to enter in, God. Remove any and everything out of our hearts that is not like you, God. Let us be in a place of peace. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And continue to prepare us, Lord. Continue to prepare us, Lord. Because you're the only one that can do it. You're the only one that can do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you right now, God, that you will continue to do it. We're asking you right now, God, that you will always do it, Lord. Because we know that you can. So we're going to cast all our cares at your feet. We're putting all this stuff down on the altar right now, God. Because we know that if we give it to you, you're going to like I see. We're not going to hold on to this stuff, God. We're not going to keep these things, Lord, but we're going to give it all to you, God, because we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that and we're asking you to open up our hearts, God, that we may be able, Father God, to receive everything that you have for us, Lord. See, it's a lot of times in our lives that in the midst of the prepping, that God is preparing our hearts to receive some things. But we got to first accept what we're going through. A lot of us don't want to accept the abuse. We don't want to accept the persecution. We do not want to accept people reviling us. All you got to do is just be quiet and let God be kind, and don't you be you. Because it's a lot of times things are said to us that trigger us and make us want to retaliate. It's a lot of things that's done to us that trigger us and make us want to get back. It's a lot of things that it's even done to us in secret, and then when we find out about it, we feel like we gotta prove something. But God say you ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to do all that. I keep telling y'all, take your hands off and step back and move to the side. That if people abusing you verbally, emotionally, physically, go tell God. Because they going to get in trouble. I'm telling you. They going to get in trouble. And in the midst of they getting in trouble, the Lord will bring back to their memory, and they'll come back. They'll come back to you. I'm sorry, baby. Please forgive me. I dare you to go tell God. He said, if your ways please me, I will make your enemies at peace with you. And your enemy can be anything and anybody that causes you not to be in a place of peace. It does not mean that it's a enemy that's, you know, just want you dead. It, you understand what I'm saying? It could just be something that is said, something that is done. At that moment, the enemy inside of them trying to make them an enemy to you. Because the devil uses people in your area, uses people in your life, uses people around you. He wants you to be uncomfortable, so he uses people who are close to you. I'm saying again, we need to get over some folk, some people, and some stuff. Because we allow people, folk, and stuff to have too much control over us. We not. So I want everybody right quick to get a yellow sheet of paper and a red pen. Here you go, right here. Y'all ain't even got to go back to y'all seat. A yellow sheet of paper, a red pen. Write your name on it.
Let the favor, let the favor. I'll get your neighbor.
Let your name be. And I want y'all to write one word. Acceptance. Write your name and just write acceptance. That's it. Because if we accept the fiery trials, then we're going to accept the persecution. We're going to accept the reviling and the reproaching. We're going to accept all that. And knowing that he's going to work it out. Because people talk about you, baby. You don't even have a clue they talking about you. Folk will be talking about you in a whole nother state. They ain't even here with you. My niece stay in South Carolina. My sister stay in Michigan. I'm just trying to make my way. My cousin called me and he stayed in Selma, Alabama. I'm trying to think. When I talk to your sister, baby, people stay. I don't stay nowhere around you. So God gonna work it out. Lord, give us a heart of acceptance, Father God, for any and everything that may try to come up against us as a fiery trial. Give us the peace that we need in our heart and our mind when people are trying to physically abuse us, God. When they are trying to verbally abuse us, God. Give us peace in our heart and our mind in knowing, Father, that you're going to work it out for us. Lord, all we can say is that you did it, God. You will do it. Help us on today, Father God, and give us a heart of acceptance that we may be pleasing in your sight. Because you say, God, that even if our ways please you, you won't withhold no good thing from us, Lord. So we're giving you all these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch our heart and our minds, that we won't have a hard heart or a stiff neck, and that we will not be thinking evil and wicked and opinionistic towards one another. We casting all our cares at your feet right now, Lord, because we know that you care for us. We're giving you any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be into that place of being between and betwixt on today, God. All the stuff that's down inside of our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we have been holding on for years and decades and vehicles, Shana. We're emptying it out right now, God. Those generational curses, God, that has been on us for centuries, Lord. We're giving it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind it and rebuking any and everything that's not like you, God. Work it out for us on today, God. And put us in that place of peace. Give us that place of hope on today, God. That your will be done within our lives. Even now, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. You know he's working it out for you. Just give him a hand clap of praise for real. Man. All this stuff. You still praying for it. Give me here. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you for this right here. Lord, any and every petition he's putting up against you, oh God, I'm asking you to seal God right now, God. Any and everything, Father God, that's concerning him in his heart, God, and causing him to be troubled in his mind. Lord, I'm putting it at your feet right now because I know you're going to work it out, Lord. I touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. Any and every prayer that you put on the altar, I'm touching and agreeing right now that God is working it out for you. That situation in your home and even on your job. Any and everything that try to come up against you. Any and everybody that even try to cause you to be discombobulated in your mind. I know God is going to work it out right now. Any and everything, I'm touching and agreeing with you right now in the name of Jesus that God is going to settle some things in any and every area that you have made a petition to him for. I am standing in agreement with you now, knowing and believing that he is able. I'm trusting God for any and every situation, touching and agreeing right now and knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. And because of your presence, I'm going to say it real loud. God say you blessed. I'm touching and agreeing right now any and everything that you're asking God to do for you. Any and every situation and concern as you stand in the gap, even for us people worrying about others more than you worry about yourself, that God returning to you 100-fold. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm touching and agreeing right now in the name of Jesus. Any and everything that you put before God, any and every potential
petition that you have even asked him to do, I'm asking him to work it out for you right now in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. It is done. If you believe, he done did it. Just give him a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, baby, he'll do it for you. He'll do it. I get a local sign. Because if he don't do it, can't nobody else do it, baby. He can't shut the mouth of your folks. You can't shut the mouths of the people, but he can. I get a local fee. Baby, if he shut the lion's mouth, what make you think that he can't shut yours? Oh, Baba, shut the nigga local son. Oh, we talking about God. We talking about God. Fix it, Lord. Fix that thing in the marriage, God. Fix that thing in the home. Fix it right now, God. Do it, Lord.
Because, Lord, I have a problem.
Fix it, Lord. Fix it,
Lord. So, Lord.
Anything that you want him to fix, let him fix it.
Can y'all play that for me?
Come up here. Situational today, God. You know any and everything that your people go through. You know any and every concern that they have, Lord. I'm asking you to touch the living situation on today, God, that they will not be in a place of fear or despair. Lord, you said that you are our shelter, God. I'm asking you to make a way for your people right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even in the midst of them not seeing a way or even knowing a way. You worrying too much. Stop worrying, baby. Don't worry. Put it on auntie. Hold it up and just put it down on auntie. Yep, you worrying too much. Okay. God is going to work it all out. You just got to trust him to work it all out. You just got to trust him. Thank you, Jesus. There's going to be some things that's going to be shifted for you. Let me pray for you.
anybody in this place that's willing to worship the Father tonight. Hallelujah. Lift those hands to the Lord. Father. Father,
how's that working out?
touch your people today. Lord, we be so concerned about what people say, what they do, the opinions, the abuse. Heal us to your God. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not go back into that dark, lonely place. And even if by chance we fall into it, Lord, let your people know that you are the light even in the midst of the darkness. Give us the courage and the clarity that we need, God. And the peace that we may be able to continue to press. Touch each and every individual on this altar now, God, in the name of Jesus. That your will be done within our lives. Every silent tear. Every broken heart. Sickness in the body. Mental despair. Heal God. Give us a heart of forgiveness and absolution that
we would not have a grudging spirit.
It'd be hard not to hold them grudge. It'd be hard. It'd be hard to get past that stuff. Help us on today, God. Help us on today, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Especially with them baby mamas and baby daddies and them little ones. The ones that it'd be hard to get over that stuff. The things that they do, the stuff that they say. That part right there, ain't it? That part right there. Lord, give us a heart of absolution. Sometimes we just got to accept what they say, but not apply it. You can accept something that don't apply. I accept it so that way I won't get mad about it. I'm not going to apply what you said, even though I accepted it, because what you said is a lie. So I'm not accepting what you said. I'm accepting that you're a liar in what you say. It's a difference. It's a difference. I'm going to say that one more time. I'm going to say that one more time. I accept what you said, but I'm not going to apply it. The part that I accept is that you lied in what you say. So I can't apply the lie, but I accept that you're a liar. Y'all got it that time? Because they could call you a name. I accept that you said it, but what you said is a lie. So I accept that you're a liar. Not that part. But I accept that you said it. To a place and to a point to symptoms. That's why he had me tell y'all, write your name on a piece of paper and write the word accept. I just accept it, Lord. I accept it is just for what it is, not for what they say it is. I'm saying it again. I accept it is for what it is, but not what they say it is. That right there. Because it was a lie. How you gonna lie to me about something? You saying something to me because you mad and it's a lie. You're a liar. Now you even mad, right? Just, I'm just saying it's just the truth. I'm not gonna, and the reason why I'm saying this is because we need to be delivered from folk. They got too much power over us. We need to be delivered from that verbal abuse. We need to be delivered from that thing that they grilled in our brain until we think it, until we feel like we got to prove ourselves. That's a lie. That's a lie. I ain't got to prove to you I love you. And because you believe that I don't love you, you want to beat me up. Oh, I ain't got to prove to you that what's really the problem? We don't have a heart to accept. We got to accept things for simply what it is and realize the truth from a lie. We accept so much until we accept the lie. And we reject the truth. Why do we reject the truth? We reject the truth because that lie has been grilled in us for so long. Until we feel like we got to prove something. I'm talking about you there. Been trying to prove too much to too many people. They got too many. Let me play this song again. Deliver us from people and folk. They got too much control over us. They got so much control over us, baby, they could say something and it triggers us. How can they control you like that? I'm not finna let nobody keep controlling me like that. They know how to hit your buttons. Instead of getting mad, just start cockeying and kicking. They gonna be like, well, what's wrong with them? Because it didn't work this time. Because I accept you a liar. So you're funny to me. You're funny to me. Instead of me getting mad, you funny to me. There it is. Instead of you trying to tell me you ain't gonna never do this, or you just like your mama, your dad. That's a lie. Because God made us all individual. If He made all of us the same, we would not be different. Say it, girl. Deliver me from people. For real. They got too much control over us. Things that happened to us in our childhood, molestation and all, they controlling us even now in our adulthood because we can't get over it or get past.
Don't say the names. I don't know the damage. Which one to blame is just people.
And just let it all out, baby. Don't hold it in. We can't. Too much control over money. If we ain't got it, we get discombobulated, or we get mad, or get angry, or steal, kill, and try to get, baby. Too much control over us. Too much. We need to allow these things to be released. Are we gonna stay in bondage? We gonna stay mad? We gonna stay vengeful? Or feeling like we gotta offend ourselves or even prove ourselves to folks? You ain't got to prove yourself to nobody. You are worthy. You are beautiful. And just because somebody else don't know your worth, baby, it's okay, because God says you are valuable. Did you hear what I say? So no matter what they say to you, or no matter how they try to make you feel like you ain't nothing, or you ain't this, or you ain't that, you better understand that God say you are beautifully and wonderfully made. Not only are you beautifully and wonderfully made, He say you valuable. And if don't nobody else love you, know God love you, and I do too. Don't let nobody keep on trying to tell you and make you think and believe that you are down here and they are up there. Belittling you. They're a liar. Don't allow that to put you in a place of depression or suicide. Don't try it again. You shall live and you shall not die. And you're going to declare the works of the Lord. It don't matter, mama ain't there. Daddy never was. Oh, that don't matter. It's okay. Because God always put people in your life to let you know your value. Did I say, I'm going to say it again. You are worthy when Jesus died for you. Your value skyrocketed when He was raised from the dead. Don't ever forget that. You walk with your head up. You're too pretty to be sad. Did you hear what I say? Start again. You ain't got to prove nothing to absolutely nobody. 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 Absolutely nobody. This your prepping process. He preparing you for all this stuff. Because He got a great journey for you, baby. Did you hear me? Don't ever forget that. I don't care what nobody say, what nobody do, how they treat you. Forget about it. It's over with. It don't exist no more, and you can't change it.
He's the one.
Today, let it be the first day of your new beginning. For you, not for them. For absolutely nobody, and you ain't got to prove to nobody. Because all you want is somebody to love you. That's it. Want the mom to love you. You just want some love. That's it. You give it and you try to prove to people. I got their back. Oh, girl, how many people you done had their back and they turned their back on you? Oh, countless. Countless. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Because if ain't nobody else got your back, God do. Or you would still be here. Do not ever think that you are not worthy. Or beautiful. But you don't have value. You are valuable. You are not worthless. You're not. You're going to be more than what anybody ever said that you couldn't be. Because God just said so. Not me. I ain't trying to make you feel good. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Could you accept the truth? Accept the truth. You've been accepting these lies for too many years. That you be trying to help her to see the truth, don't you? That, I don't know why your mama. It's okay. Stop trying to figure it out. Because you'll never figure it out. You'll never figure it out. Neither one of them. But just know, God got a great. Don't you know you picked on because you picked out? When people don't see your worth, when the value begin to rise higher and higher, then they gonna want to be groveling at your feet. It's okay. Just hold on a little bit longer. Just a little bit. Promise me. Just a little bit longer. And don't you try to kill yourself no more. You hear me? Don't you try to kill yourself again. Why you think it ain't worth? Because you are valuable. He got something for you. In this life. On this earth. It's okay. There is nothing else.
Jesus. Everybody that didn't write it down, write your name down and write the word acceptance on a piece of paper and put it on the altar. Situation, everything that's going on in the lives of your people, you know what they need, Lord. Touch right now, God. Your son Jesus, amen, amen, amen. You may be seated if you want. Mary, say that part right there. I love you guys so much. We're gonna get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. I hope it was something said on today that you guys will understand that you ain't got to prove anything to anybody. And you're in the prepping process. You're in the midst of that fiery trial. Don't think it's nothing strange. Jesus. I love you guys so much.